It's Friday, and that means it's time for another edition of the Mix Zoo, brought to you by our friends at Lucky Dog Motors. Renee is here from the Owen Sound Animal Shelter, and she has brought in a fairly quiet companion, but a very cute one. There's a little bunny rabbit.
Soft and cuddly. With me today is my friend Dixie, and Dixie is a 5-year-old Netherland dwarf rabbit. She is blue in color, or the steely gray bluey color, and super soft. If I were to describe her, it's the velveteen rabbit type. Mm-hmm. Soft, velvety thing.
I want to rub my face
exactly
on this rabbit's
fur. That's exactly what I'm thinking as well. Or just like hold it, pet it, yeah. Squeeze it. And good news is she really loves that. My understanding is that Dixie has been family companion. She's been well handled, well socialized. It was suggested she could even be a therapeutic rabbit. I mean, she makes me feel better.
I'm like, relaxed already.
It's working, right? It's working already. I feel so much better petting this bunny.
Yeah.
She does come with her own little enclosure, so she's not entirely homeless. She just needs a place to park her home. And she comes with all of her supplies, too, which is, you know, sometimes the advantage of adopting from the shelter. Besides you doing a great thing for this bunny, you get some extra stuff.
Yeah.
We do not have a set adoption fee for pocket pets. We just would appreciate a donation, so you can sometimes get a really good deal that way.
Mm-hmm.
Dixie has been in a home with dogs and cats and children, so she would be okay in a home with all of those things again.
Yep.
Again, this is where we remind people rabbits are on the bottom of the food chain, so know your dog and cat before you make that decision, for sure.
Yeah. Depending on the nature of your animals, they may look at her and say food.
Exactly.
They might look at her and say friend.
We hope they do.
We want friend.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly there are arrangements that can be made when you have pets that, you know, might be at the bottom of the food chain living with other pets. You know, you just
hence
put this
enclosure.
Exactly. You put her in her enclosure. You supervise the times outside. It is not impossible. That is for sure. She'd be a wonderful pet for an older child. But, you know, as I always say, I really like bunnies for older people. Less maintenance, less care, less feed requirements, and they'll sit on your lap for hours. So, I mean, if you're just looking for something to snuggle and cuddle and talk to,
mm-hmm.
Dixie's your girl.
Yeah.
She likes those things.
Yeah, she's really cute. As Renee said, fairly low maintenance type of pet. What does she eat?
She is very much enjoying a mixture of fruits and vegetables, but she also has her pellets and some hay. Basically, she's your composter.
Yeah, like the ends of the lettuce or the ends of your celery and stuff.
Give her your compost.
Give it to me.
Exactly. And she is teeny tiny in size. She would fit in a backpack.
Not a big girl.
I mean, smaller than your average cat.
Mm-hmm.
So kitten size forever, which is kind of nice, and full grown.
Yep. How old do these types of rabbits tend to live? Because you said she's already about 5?
About 5. You're looking at 8 to 10.
Okay.
Would be young. 10 to 12 would be more expected. So let's say 10-ish.
Okay.
10-ish. So she's middle-aged.
Yeah.
Which is maybe sometimes an advantage if you don't want the 10-year commitment.
Right.
It gets you halfway there.
Right.
Right.
Right. Still plenty of love and lots of love. Cuddles left, though. If you're interested in learning more about Dixie and potentially introducing her to your family and your household, give Renee a call at 519-372-1123. A big thank you, as always, to our friends at Lucky Dog Motors for bringing us the Mix Zoo.